Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Miles, this is Harvey Terror 2 to 905 Big Horn Circle. I'm supposed to be having you guys come out on Friday. Y'all called the other day. I was told you weren't going to call until the day before, but I saw your phone number on my phone, so I thought I'd call in.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
404-246-8272.
Okay, that was 404-246-8272. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
What is this woman doing? Lord. My God.
And I thank you for your patience.
All righty.
And the system is still searching.
Well, if it's searching that long, I probably you don't have me in there for some reason.
Oh, no, it just takes it a few minutes.
Time for a new system. Just kidding with you.
I hear you.
I don't know why they called. I think they called me yesterday and missed them. But they Home Depot told me they would not be calling till the day before, which is tomorrow, to set up a window, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Let's see here. I believe I have just located your order, and let's see here. This order is for Harvey Handman at 905 Big Horn Circle, Alpharetta, Georgia, 30022.
You
got to
get things straight. I've told them 50,000 billion zillion times. Handman is my wife's last name.
Okay, we can
not
change.
Not my last name.
Okay, that's no problem. We can change the last name on the order. That's not.
I don't know why it keeps being done, but you want
your
last name, I'll be happy to spell it for you.
Sure.
It's T as in Tom, A, R, A, T as in Tom, O, O, T as in Tom.
Okay, I have T like Tom, A, R like Robert, A, T like Tom, O like Oscar, O like Oscar, T like Tom.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks.
I blame my father for that.
I hear you. And so the address is 905 Big Horn Circle, Alpharetta, Georgia, 30022, with a primary phone of 404-246-8272 with an email of chemsmartwholesale@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm showing that the measure service is scheduled for the 7th, which is Friday. And
correct. But I don't have a window.
Let me see. What is the... I'm trying to determine why. Is this okay? So... from the 27th, I see that they called you to schedule, but it's already scheduled for the 7th. his...
I got the date. I don't have the time.
Oh, so it looks like what we were reaching out to you for is to find out the model number of the appliance, so our techs will know what they're measuring.
We've given that to Home Depot 3 times.
Oh, okay. Let me see what this says here.
I talked to Brenda again this morning and told her what it was. Brenda at Home Depot in Alpharetta.
So they put down a model number for a microwave, but the notes say you're supposed to have a cooktop installed.
That is correct. It's for a cooktop. It's a KitchenAid, electric, stainless steel, 30-inch. I don't know if that'd be anything else you need.
Oh, I would need...
They know the model number. They've got it at Home Depot. I don't drive around with the model number.
I understand that. I wouldn't expect you to. I mean, who drives around with a model number for the appliance that they're going to have installed? I mean, that seems unrealistic to expect of the customer.
I guess you could Google it, but it's a KitchenAid. It's stainless steel. It's electric. It's 30 inches, which is the same size I have in there now. And it's a downdraft unit.
Okay, with downdraft venting. Okay.
Yep. I think that it's KitchenAid, the vent, the exhaust thing is in between the burners. Two burners on the left, two burners on the right, and the exhaust is in the center.
I got it. Yeah, so there are a number of 30-inch cooktops. It seems like we really need to get in touch with Home Depot to find out the correct model number.
I talked to them this morning.
Right. But our team would have been better served to reach out to Home Depot rather than reach out to you unless you were not on the road and you were at home and you had your paperwork with you, and then you could look at the paperwork and provide the model number.
I mean, there's only, let me just tell you, there's only one KitchenAid unit that is stainless electric cooktop with downdraft 30 inch. There's only one. KitchenAid only makes one.
Whoa.
Is there not a way to Google it and just pull it up?
It looks like, it kind of looks like KitchenAid has multiples, but let me see if Home Depot have
not
any list.
Stainless steel, they don't. And not in 30 inch.
Let's see here. I'm seeing one at the Home Depot. I see one at the Home Depot website listed for $1,999.
It's $1,799.
It's
stainless steel. It's 30 inch. I think the one you're looking at is a 36.
No, I'm looking at the 30 inch. I'm looking at a 30 inch gas. Oh, this one, it says that it's gas. You said yours is electric. And this is
that
a stainless steel. Okay, so we need to find electric. Let's see.
I wish I had gas, but I can't get a gas line to my kitchen island.
Oh, I understand that absolutely, because gas, it's so much nicer to cook with gas.
I'd have to tear out the ceiling in the basement because the basement's finished with sheetrock.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see what this here. So this one says it's $1,699 and it's completely black with all the knobs on the right side of the unit with the venting in the middle between the burners.
correct. Is it stainless steel?
No, this that's one's not. This one didn't come up stainless steel. This is a black one.
Yep, they have a black one. That's what I have now that's gone out.
Well, I did a search for stainless steel. Why the heck did Home Depot's website not give me the... Let me try some another way of searching.
Are you going on Home Depot's website or Whirlpool?
I started at Google, and then I found the link for Home Depot.
And then you're looking for KitchenAid?
I'm looking for KitchenAid and stainless steel, 30 inches, with downdraft venting, with the venting in the middle between the burners.
That's the way all of them are.
I can't find one that's stainless steel so far.
This is becoming like a major production.
Maybe this is, let me see. Let me search other stores. I think maybe it's only giving me results for for a certain store that you didn't shop at. So this is going to be Alpharetta, Georgia. Let me change the store.
I think for you to get a model number, you're going to have to go to the KitchenAid website.
Well, it would be listed on the Home Depot website. I just have to find it.
Oh, okay.
3004. So 30005. That's going to be the zip code 30004, and then search, and then Alpharetta. Select this store, and then come on website. Let's see. On the website, every single one of the cooktops is black. They're not listing any stainless steel on the website for the Alpharetta store.
Unbelievable.
Let me try filtering my results. Radiant Electric. No, that's just black. Black. I may just have to reach out to I may just have to reach out to Home Depot to get the model number rather than you having to stress out about this, because you definitely don't deserve to have to stress out about this. This isn't really your problem. But our team reached out to you, you know, just like I mentioned, in the event that you might have happened to have had your paperwork and you could have gave us the model number, then that's what we would have been looking for. But I could reach out to Home Depot and see if they can provide us with the model number.
All right. The lady I've been working with is Brenda.
Okay. Well, I'll give the Alpharetta store a call, and we'll get that model number so our techs will have it when they go out to your residence.
Well, what time are they coming?
You'll receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours on tomorrow with your time frame for Friday.
Okay, that sounds good. Are you going to get back to me about whether you've reached Brenda?
Oh, no, I shouldn't have to. Because I should be able to get that model number. It shouldn't be an issue. And if I need to get back to you, I will. But if you don't hear from me, then all is well.
Okay. Well, I know I've seen it on online, so I know it exists. Where the paperwork is and all this stuff I've gone through, I mean, this is all I can tell you is, I mean, I'm not trying to knock them or anything, but if I ran my business, and they're huge and have become gigantic, if I ran my dinky-ass little business the way they run theirs, we wouldn't be in business.
Oh, well, this is just an issue in which, for some reason, they put the model number for a microwave on the order when they needed to put the model number for the cooktop on the order. And
they did. They did. I ordered a microwave from them, and they delivered it. It was the wrong one also.
Oh.
I asked for stainless steel, and it got delivered, and it had some little plastic strip around the front made of plastic that was in silver, and they call that stainless steel.
Oh, okay.
So I sent it back.
I don't blame you. I'm just having a difficult time locating this cooktop, even on KitchenAid's website.
I know they make a stainless steel, but I've seen it.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. I found one that says that the it's a MSRP of $1,999. And then there's another one with an MSRP of $1,599, but that has five burners. And yours is a four burner, correct?
I don't care if it has five, if it's stainless steel and it's electric and it's got a downdraft.
Oh, I understand. Okay, well, to save you any further headache, I'm going to go ahead and call Home Depot and see if I can get that model number for our team. And I apologize that, you know, you got mixed up in this and causing you stress, so I apologize about that. But I would like to thank you for...
I think the problem is Home Depot, whoever's handling it at Home Depot is just not handling it correctly. Because I talked to Brenda this morning at around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and told her specifically what I'm supposed to be getting.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and give Home Depot a call. And if you don't hear back from me, then everything's good to go.
All right.
And I'd like to thank you for your call to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I do hope you have a good day.
Hey, you too, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.